Coast Radio News for Monday, January 18, 2021. For Coast Radio News, I'm George Henry. Over the weekend, Lane County Public Health added another 157 new coronavirus cases to the list as COVID-19 shows no sign of backing down. The Florence area also added 5 more cases, bringing the 97439 total to 134. There have now been over 50 new cases for the area in the last 3 weeks, 33 of those in the last 2 weeks, as outbreaks have been reported at religious functions and one local business last week. The number of hospitalizations in Lane County has been fairly steady at 33, which is lucky for the Florence area. Although the number is high, it is still manageable and allows for any Florence cases that require hospitalization to be transported to Eugene Springfield. Peace Harbor Hospital has been training for the possibility of having to house sick patients, but as of yet have not had to take on that responsibility. Governor Kate Brown on Friday during a press conference had to update the state on vaccine distribution after finding out that the initial doses of the vaccine delivered to the state would be the only vaccines available for some time. This was after the Oregon Health Authority had adjusted the vaccination schedule for Oregonians over the age 65 and for K-12 teachers. After speaking with General Gustave Perna, the head of the Operation Warp Speed, the state had to reassess their changes.
I am shocked and appalled that the federal government would set an expectation with the American people on which they knew they could not deliver with such grave consequences.
Brown says that in light of the new information, they will be changing the way vaccines are distributed again. Beginning January 25th, teachers and child care providers will be eligible for vaccines, followed on February 8th with the beginning of 4 waves for seniors, beginning with the most elder 80-plus individuals in Wave 1, Wave 2, 75 and older, Wave 3, 70 and older, and Wave 4, 65 and older. This plan is also contingent upon receiving new supplies of the vaccine in the coming weeks. The state has also confirmed that there were 3,009 new cases confirmed since Friday's press conference and 63 new deaths. The city's Environmental Management Advisory Committee is slated to meet tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. The committee will get updates from their subcommittees on 4 items, including an update on noxious vegetation and litter waste reduction. The meeting will be available through the city's GoToWebinar platform. This Thursday, Siuslaw School Board's Facilities Advisory Committee meets. They're expected to begin a discussion on the school's long-range planning and address the need for major high school repairs and/or replacement. That meeting will begin at 6 p.m. and will be live-streamed on the district's YouTube channel. That's Coast Radio News for Monday, January 18, 2021.